Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for joining me back on Let's Be Honest. This is your girl Ropani once again. I'm very grateful for each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for always tuning in, and I hope you guys are doing beautiful today. I hope every one of you guys woke up this morning with a feeling of gratitude and peace and love. I'm just very happy to be here today. So today, I just wanted to talk about my trip a little bit. I took a trip to Philly, and I exercised some shrooms, and I'm pretty sure you guys know what shrooms are. If not, you guys need to look it up and indulge in some shrooms. But it wasn't my first time taking shrooms. I took some before a couple years ago, and I took some earlier this year as well. So I enjoy taking the shrooms. I've never had a bad trip on shrooms, and it's just something that gave me more clarity on myself and the world and everything around me. So I just kind of wanted to share a little bit of how my trip went, what I learned, how it changed me, and just basically everything, you know? So the shrooms that I did, everybody and their moms know shrooms are disgusting. It's fungus, it's, you know, but it's made from us, you know? When we die, we go into the ground, we turn into fungus. So shrooms are fungus, so we're eating fungus, you heard? So they're really disgusting to taste. So what I do with my shrooms is everybody can take it a different way. Other people are, you know, they just chew it like that, swallow it, then drink some water or whatever, or juice, whatever they got. But like with mine, I like to use food along with it. So sometimes I would, you know, chew it and then like eat some oranges or some apples or some other kind of fruit. Or I've been experimenting with teas. So like I would, you know, boil my tea or whatever and then put the shrooms in there and then just let it marinate for a little bit. And then I'll just drink it like regular tea. And then it's still nasty because the shrooms are at the bottom. So like then after you drink your tea, then you just go ahead and chew the residue. And then, you know, if it's still nasty, then just grab some fruit or something close by that you can eat. But anyway, so the first time I took the shrooms, so here's the thing with shrooms, you need to learn to let go and just surrender to the trip, because like your ego is going to be fighting you a lot. So you're going to be a little bit scared because it's a new experience. It's something you've never seen or experienced or done before. So your ego's going to try to tell you that this is scary, we shouldn't do this, you know, like basically be in the way. So like when I took the shrooms the first time, I didn't really know what to expect. I think my girls and I, we watched like maybe YouTube videos to see how the shroom trip is going to go and how everybody's shroom trips went. So like I think I was expecting too much. So when it hit, like it was kind of scary to me because I was in my head a lot and everything. And I felt like I was seeing things, and like, it was just crazy to me the first time. So like I phoned one of my really close friends, Sean, and I told, like, I was on the phone with him the whole time telling, you know, like, yo, I'm tripping on some shrooms right now. I don't know what's going on. I can't breathe. I feel like I'm going to die. I don't want to quit. Like, it was really crazy. So, like he just stayed on the phone with me, calming me down until I think maybe an hour or so. Like, he was just, like, telling me to breathe, telling me to calm down, speaking positively, and just being a guru, basically. So, like, that kind of went smoothly. But like, I don't remember too much about that shroom trip. But like the second time I took shrooms was earlier this year. And that one gave me a lot of clarity. Like that was when I went back to North Dakota and I took some there. And my emotions they were all over the place. Like, I had so much clarity in the world to the point where, like, it just, like, I really don't know how to explain this very well, but like, I just felt like we were in this world, in this universe, just like being controlled, basically. Like, nobody knows what's going on. We don't know what's going on. So as soon as you take the shrooms, it gives you clarity to what's actually going on in the world. It gives you clarity of the type of people around you. It gives you clarity on yourself. You see yourself, the shadows of yourself, like the dark side of yourself. Because everybody is good and evil. Nobody's all good and nobody's all evil. Everybody has two sides to themselves. So like, it really opened my eyes, and like, I felt like I was in a whole different dimension. And I love that my sister was there with me the whole time, so I felt protected. But like, that way, I felt like I was feeling everybody's energy around me, and it was overwhelming because I couldn't stop crying. Like, I was just crying nonstop for hours. Like, it wasn't like I was sad or angry or anything. Tears just came out. Like, I couldn't control them. Like, I would try to sit there and be like, I'm not sad. Why am I crying? What's going on? But like, I wouldn't stop crying. And like, I was just talking to my sister so much about what's going on. I'm just like, bro, I feel like we're in a video game. Like, I feel like, this is not real. Like, why is everybody acting like, this is normal? Like, why? Like, this life is not normal. Like, human beings, we didn't come to Earth to work. Like, we are creators. We came here to create. Who started this whole communism thing? Who started this whole humans have to, spend decades of their lives working for someone? When we came here to create, we're all creators. We're human beings. We're all here enjoying this experience that was given to us. Like, life is a gift. So, that really opened my eyes and expanded, because I'm just like, bro, there's more to life than this. There's more to life than this whole shenanigans of this 9 to 5, this whole life that's on repeat. Like, you can actually see people that are still stuck in the matrix. Like, it's so sad, because I'm just like, bro, like, why are you on this repeat cycle? Like, you basically hypnotized. Like, from birth, you're very hypnotized, from like the foods you eat to the people you surround yourself with to like basically the energy around you. You're very hypnotized. It's a hypnosis like cycle, basically, if that's what I'm trying to say. Like, we do the exact same thing. Like, every human being that's still stuck in the matrix, we do the exact same things every single day, day in, day out, month after month, year after year, every fucking day. Like, it's absurd to me that this is how human beings live life. We didn't come here all of our years to spend in school, and then all of our years to work for somebody, and then at 65, oh, like, okay, I'm retired now. Now I can go enjoy life. Bro, you're old as fuck. Like, no, that's not how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to enjoy your life from the moment you are given life, So that's what kind of was absurd to me. It opened my eyes to see that people are actually out here living in fear, and we're being controlled with fear. Like, nobody's thinking for themselves. Like, for example, this whole coronavirus thing. Like, everybody just believed everything that's going on. Nobody went and did their own research. Nobody was asking questions. Nobody was, well, like, a lot of people were, but like, majority of people were just like, oh, you want us to wear a mask? Okay, we'll wear a mask. Oh, you want us to get vaccinated? Okay, we'll get vaccinated. You want us to sit in our house 24/7? Okay, we'll sit in our house 24/7. Like, who's making these rules? Who's making all these rules that we're not supposed to question? But anyways, like, I feel like fear is the core of control on Earth. So as long as people are scared, they will do anything, you know? So, like, and also the other thing that kind of opened my eyes with the shroom trip was my childhood trauma. Like, it was a lot that I was kind of hiding from the world, a lot that I thought if I just kept it hidden in the shadows, it would just forever stay there, like, or eventually it'll disappear along with the shadows, you know? But no, the shrooms I took, like, they brought all of those to the front. Like, you ain't gonna get rid of us. So it brought all of, like, my secrets, my dark shadows, basically my not so good side to the front, and was just like, all right, you gonna face us. And at that point, like, that was when I was like, no, this is not happening. This is not happening. This is not happening. I am not like this. I am not like this. This is not the type of person I am. No, I don't want to do this. I don't want to face it. But like, the shrooms were just like, you wanted to know about the world. Well, first you got to know about yourself. So basically, that's kind of what happened. Like, I'm not gonna say, look, I'm a very, like, a very good person. Like, well, I am, but like, I'm not a saint. You know, everybody's a sinner. Everybody is a sinner. Nobody's a saint all the way. Like, I'm a very good, humble person. Like, I come with good intentions, but it's like not everybody is holy, basically, is kind of what I'm trying to say. You could be good all the way, but like, you could be a little sneaky on the side, you know? Like, you got your own shit going on. So, like, that's kind of what I experienced with it is that, you know, I don't know if I mentioned it in a lot of my other podcasts, but like the things that I do, like, I've been hurt. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I've been hurt since I was a child. Like, I've been hurt so terribly by men, women, emotionally, verbally, sexually, physically, like, all of it, all of it. I have experienced it till like recently. I'm still experiencing this. Like, it's just a shitty thing to go through. So like, what went through my head psychologically is that if these people are doing it to me, why can't I do it to them? You know? So hurt people hurt people. So like, I noticed that I was going around hurting other people too. Like, I was emotionally hurting other people. Like, I was verbally hurting other people. I wasn't physically hurting anybody, but if anybody wanted to catch hands, I was always ready. I wasn't like sexually hurting anybody, but like, I just felt like, you know, it was a cycle. Like, and I want to break that cycle. I didn't want to like continue with that cycle forever because the more that I did it, I felt like it was going to carry on to the next person. So I wanted to break that. And that was the other thing I noticed is I'm a very hurt person. I'm very, very hurt. And I just thought the way to resolve that was to just pass it on to the next person, you know? Growing up, like, I lacked a lot of emotional support. I was raised with more masculine energy. So, like, growing up, me and my sisters, like, we were raised with a male. So, I don't know if, like, that male just didn't know how to raise females, but, like, he raised us, like, kind of like boys in a sense. Like, we weren't allowed to wear certain clothes that were very feminine. We weren't allowed to, you know, wear lip gloss. We weren't allowed to wear rings, like jewelry. If we wanted to, like, beautify our face, like, it was a no-no. We couldn't do that. Like, he wanted to always, you know, cut our hair short. Like, it was a lot of masculine, and like, we never spoke about our feelings. We never spoke about anything. So like, it was kind of the mentality we grew up with, and I noticed that carried on to like my adult life, even when like I started, dating, meeting people, meeting friends or whatever. I always want to be the dominant. I always want to be the masculine. Like, I will not let anybody power over me, Like, even like when I'm dating females, like, I'm just like, I'm the man now in the relationship. Like, I make the rules, like, I'm the boss. So, like, I don't like let any, like, I feel like I don't have any feminine energy in me. And, like, if I, like, I'm trying, I'm really trying. Like, I'm trying to, bring that peace and love. Like, I like the peace and love and, like, be more feminine, Have, like, all my chakras aligned, get all of that female energy within me, just know how to carry myself in a way that the world accepts me as a female, as a feminine goddess, So, the other thing that we like the hypnosis, like, everything in this world, I just feel like it's a cycle. Like, I kind of snapped out of it when I noticed that everything is on repeat from January to December. It's the same shit every single year, day in, day out, especially for people that work for someone or like that are basically stuck in the matrix still, that doesn't want to see the world differently, or that doesn't want to, like experience anything else. Like, when I snapped out of it, I don't know like how old I was, but like I just hated how like everything was exactly the same. Like, all birthdays were exactly the same. All holidays were exactly the same. Everything was exactly the same. Like, the other thing that bothered me the most was how, like, birth and death are celebrated differently. Like, I hated how, like, on your birthdays, that's the day you came to the world. That's the, the day you joined us, basically. But like, on the day you join us, you don't get as much love as the day you leave us, And I just feel like that's really sad. Like, with my life, I've experienced a lot of death to the point where now it doesn't really faze me. And I don't mean that to be really like selfish or heartless or anything, but like, I've been experiencing death since I was a little girl, and I don't remember this much, but like, my grandfather, my dad's dad, he passed away when I was little, and like, I don't really remember him that much, but like, that was like the first death experience I, encountered. And I believe he died in like 98, or yeah, 98, 97 or 98. And I was probably like 94, 95, 96, 97, 3 years old maybe. So I didn't really remember much. And the other person that passed away as well was my older sister. And of course, I didn't exist at that time, so I didn't really know her. But like, she was also a life that came into this world, and I was told about as I got older that I had, an older sister that passed away. So, that was also another death that I experienced. And then my mother passed away in 2004. And then later on, my aunt passes away, my dad's sister. And then, like, some uncles pass away. My grandma passes away. My babies passed away when I got pregnant. And then it just keeps going, friends passing away, family members passing away, everything. So like, I was fascinated about death. I wanted to learn more about death. And I feel like with this shroom trip, it really expanded my mind to know what death really was. And I'm not gonna say like I experienced death or anything, but I feel like I've seen what the other side could hold, you know? Because I know we're all out here borrowing this meaty suits that we're wearing every single day. It's Earth. It's not going anywhere. We came into this world as souls, and then we picked out our meaty suits, and then now we're walking around with these suits. Once we die, we're gonna give these suits back, and we're gonna go back as our souls again. Like, that's why it doesn't really faze me. I'm out here enjoying my human experience. I'm out here enjoying the company that was given to me through this experience. I'm here living my best life, trying to learn as much as I can and trying to teach as much as I can. So that's why I'm just like, these are just suits that we're wearing right now. After we die, our souls go away and we're gonna meet up with our people again. Like, it's not like sometimes to me, I feel like it's not really like a goodbye, you know? Like, that's why, like, when I was telling my best friend, I was telling her, like, when I do die in the future, like, I don't want nobody to be sad. I don't want anybody like grieving over. I know it's going to be a sad experience. You know why? It's because the memories is what hurts, you know? The memories is what's going to kill you inside because it's painful. You've made such amazing memories with this person and then all of a sudden poof, gone, you know? So like you might not miss like the human form of that person, but you're going to miss those memories. That's what hurts. That's why I'm just like, our memory bank is what holds our life on Earth. So like everything we experience, it's being stored in our memory bank. So like that's what keeps us going, you know? So what's it called? So that's why I'm just like, death like is just another entrance to another place, you know? Like everybody's gonna die someday. Like it's we're not here forever. And like everything we experience on Earth, including these meaty suits, our homes, our cars, our money, this food, our friends, our relationships, like everything we're enjoying on Earth is temporary. Like it's very temporary. That's I don't hold on to anything. Like I make a lot of connections with people, but I don't attach myself to a lot of things because it's all just an experience. We're all here experimenting life. Like nobody has a rule guide. I mean there are rule guides or like books and like movies or documentaries or whatever. About how to get through life, but I just feel like the more people you encounter in life, or like the older generations, those are your best teachers, and as well as your experiences, those are your best teachers. So like, death doesn't really faze me. Like I know we're going to be reincarnated depending on your karmic experience or your you might come back and you might come back as, you know, I don't know, a boy, a girl, or a cat, or a dog, or a bird, or a tree. Like, you will be back. So, like, as much as it hurts to say goodbye to people that have passed on, I know that they're not passed on. I know they're not passed on. Their body is gonna go down to the ground, and boom, there's a tree that grew out of that body. So, that soul is still living. It might go down to the ground and poof, shrooms, there you go. Shrooms will grow out of it. Oh, they might go down to the bot, to the ground and poof, there's some grass. Or there's like everything recycles on Earth. So like we're just out here as souls, just like coming down to Earth to experience this. And I find that so beautiful that you know, we experience life and then we go away and then we might or might not come back. So like it's I just feel like it's a beautiful transition. So like it like I know I say like a lot, but like it doesn't really hurt me as much anymore, and I'm not really like scared of death anymore, and I'm not really like mortified, I guess. So like that's why like I feel like if my time comes, I'll be at peace because I know what's on the other side. I know what to expect, and I know it's not a forever. It's just a goodbye for now. Like I always feel my parents are with me. I always feel like my grandma's with me. So like it doesn't really faze me. Like I know I'm always protected. Like I could die today and my soul will be out here protecting, I don't know, my friends, my family, like it's not a goodbye. So also the other thing that shrooms did for me, I felt more like grounded to this world. I felt more like at peace. Like I haven't felt so relaxed in a long time. Like when I went to Philly last weekend, I was so relaxed. After we took those shrooms, like me and my best friend, we went driving around and the world has never looked so beautiful. Like everything was just so at, oh my God, I don't even know how to explain this, but like I don't know, like I just this euphoria feeling, like oh my God, can I actually be this happy? Like am I really like at this peace? You know, like it just felt so good. Like the colors of the world was just so vibrant and beautiful, and I was just so happy. And like the fact that my best friend was with me, like it was just so nice, and like she was experiencing it too. Like the colors of the world, like the flowers, the trees, the paintings, the cars, like the world, the sky, the music we were listening to just felt like it was touching your soul. Like it was so beautiful. And like we just couldn't stop smiling and laughing. And then we went and took a stroll. After we parked the car, we went and took a stroll to the restaurant to go get brunch. And like our walk there, I was just like, I could walk forever. Like, these streets are beautiful. Look at the ground. Look at the trees. Look at the windows. Look at the doors. Like, look at the buildings. Everything is just like, this is not Earth. Like, I was just like, fuck Earth. Like, I want to see this every day. Like, this is gorgeous. Like, where is this at, you know? And like, we made it to the restaurant and we were just sitting there, just at peace, just you know, having a conversation, looking at the world around us, looking at the people around us. Like the food tasted so good. Like I was just like, fucking hell, like this is the best food I've ever had. Like this is beautiful. The way the food even looked was gorgeous. Like I don't know, you guys, or maybe I'm just hyping it, but like it was dead ass. It was so cool to look at it. And like after that we went to a park and I just felt like I belonged there. Like as soon as I laid down on the grass, I just felt like I just want to be stuck there. Like it just felt good to like just be grounded with the grass and the dirt and like just breathe this crisp fresh air, and it just felt so good. Like I don't know. I haven't felt this good in a minute, and I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever felt that great euphoria where you're just like, fuck, take my soul now. Like, I'm ready. Like, this is so peace. This is such a peace. Like, I kept telling my best friend, I was like, I'm so at peace. I'm so at peace. This was really good. Like, I'm so at peace. And, like, during, like, our stay there, like we got news that one of, our family members passed, and at that moment, like, it didn't really hurt me. Like, I was happy that he was no longer in pain. I was sad that, we're gonna miss him. Definitely, we're gonna miss his memories, his smile, his just him as a human being. We're gonna miss that. But he's not gone. That's the thing. He's not. He left his meaty suit here for us to, put it in the ground so it could grow as trees again, or as grass, or even some shrooms. But like, his soul is still there. His soul is walking among us right now. His soul is here. Like, that's the thing that I was just like, I'm not too sad about it because I know he's here. And like, he will always be here to protect his kids, his wife, his family. Like, he's here to, always. He's here. And like, I wasn't too sad about it. Like, and I just felt like he's much at peace. And the other thing that kind of opened my eyes to the shrooms was that the people you meet in your life, like it exposes you to the people you meet in your life, what you come across. Like, ever since for the past couple of, ever since I was like, we were little, even like, I don't know if she knew this then, but like, we talked about this recently, and it's kind of funny because we were both thinking about the exact same thing at the exact same time, so it was kind of crazy to me. So like, when my sister called me one time, she was just like, "Do you think, like your guardian angel or like your spirit sister or something?" And I was just like, "Oh my God, no way." I was thinking about the exact same thing. Like, I was thinking that you were my spirit sister this whole time. Because, like, to be honest, I feel like my sister has an old soul. Like, she's been on Earth before. Like, this is nothing new to her. So, like, I feel like she came back as my little sister to guide me, to help me, So, like, it makes me emotional sometimes when I talk about this. But, like, let me breathe for just a sec. Hold on, guys. Who's okay? I'm ready to go. So like ever since we were little, like, we've always had this like deep connection, Like, she's always knew what to do. Like, she's, oh my God, I can't believe I'm crying right now. Like, see what I'm talking about with the emotions? I'm a very emotional person, and I don't know if that's the Pisces in me, but like, but yeah. So, like, my sister's not a dumb person. She's very, very smart, no matter how, like, our family looks at her. Like, she's an old soul. She knows too much. She knows a lot. Like, all right, guys, I'm good now. And like, with me, like, I've been in and out of the matrix so many times that to the point where, like, after she was taken to Africa, I got stuck in the matrix. And until she came back and pulled me out, I was still in there. So like, there'd be times when we would have conversations and talk, and this girl, like, I was like, "Bro, what is in your head? Like, how do you know all these things?" Like, she would talk as if she already knows what's going on in the future. She would talk as if, like, she's the smartest person here, Like, and like, the people she surrounds herself with are like very older generations. Like, I don't even know, like, where, like, she, encounters these people from, but like, I don't know how to explain this, but like, She's very wise and like she always gives me advice and she's always there to help me and guide me. Like she can read right through me. Like it's so crazy. So like I don't know. I'm just very blessed to have her, and the fact that she's my spirit sister is what I love the most. Oh, these waterworks, damn it. Okay, but that was about my spirit sister, and I just feel like, we're in a controlled society where I feel like we're all just puppets playing a game. And what Simon says, we do. And it's very sad how like a lot of people are still stuck in the matrix, and it's I don't know if you guys have seen the movie The Matrix, but like the red pill, you know, a lot of us, well, some of us, you know, like me, took the red pill, and I took the red pill and I just wanted to know more of the future, and I just wanted to be out of this controlled dream world that we're in right now. And I just wanted to know the truth and the reality that we're in, and I didn't want to be taking the blue pill anymore. I didn't want to be drinking the Kool-Aid. Like, I didn't want to just wake up and believe. I don't know if I even said those right. Is the blue, like, the blue pill is basically ignorance. And you just live in a world of comfort. And I didn't want that. I really didn't want that. So, it kind of takes us back to the story of like Adam and Eve from the Bible. I'm not very religious, but like the Bible is a huge tool of what's going on in the world. Like, I didn't read it from front to back, of course, but like it's very it has so many hidden messages in there. Like, if you look at it, if you read it, like it has a ton of hidden messages in there. And I mean, I don't know, I could be wrong, but these are my opinions. But like in the Bible, God tells Adam and Eve not to, you know, eat the apple, right? And if they ate the apple, they would know about themselves, they would know about the world, they would just know a lot. But if they don't eat the apple, they'd be, you know, stay in comfort of not knowing, you know, just living life, I guess, basically not knowing anything, just being told what to do, and just living in comfort. And like, I feel like in this modern society, not all drugs are bad. And I'm not here like saying I promote it or anything, but which I do, to certain drugs like ayahuasca or shrooms or, you know, marijuana or like DMT or all these drugs, like they're kind of like the apple. Like, as soon as you take it, your mind opens up. You learn about who you are. You learn about the world. You learn about everything that's going on around you. That's why sometimes I feel like it's forbidden. Like, we shouldn't eat the apple. You shouldn't take drugs. Similarities is kind of how I feel about it. And of course, don't over abuse the drugs. But like, take it once in a while. Take some shrooms once in a while and see how you feel about it. But like, that's basically what I had about the shrooms. Like, it really opened up my mind to see a lot about this world. Like, how can people not be so curious? Like, where the hell did we come from? Like, who started this whole thing? Like, why is it just human beings on this blue planet just floating around in space? Come from? Like, how come there's not other human beings on other planets? How come there's not other human beings in other galaxies? Like, what's going on? Like, what's going on in this world? Like, we want to know everything. So that's basically kind of what I wanted to say. And there is a lot still. There's so much to learn. There's so much to know. And I could go on forever about these trips that I've taken or I've done. But like, this is not reality, guys. Like, your job is not your job. Your job is, you shouldn't slave for anybody but yourself. And I just feel like people shouldn't be scared to live just because they don't have anything. If we all learn to create, everybody has a gift. That's what I'm trying to say, is that we all have gifts on Earth. Like, we didn't just come here and borrow these meteor suits for no reason. Like, we knew what we came here to do. Like, we knew, like, I know I'm supposed to be a writer. I'm supposed to change the world with my words. And my sister, she knows what she wants to do. Like, she's a very, very unstoppable person. She knows she can achieve anything. Like, all these people that came here with their gifts, you know, working with their hands, working with their minds, working with their voices, their bodies. Like, everybody has a gift. And if we all look deep inside of us with the help of shrooms sometimes, like, you'll know what your gift is. Everybody has a gift. You're not supposed to be working for people. You're not supposed to be slaving yourself for people. We're creators. We came here to create, and let's create, guys. Like, I'm not here trying to preach or anything, but like, it just bothers me. It really does. And I just want people to stop living in fear. Like, this is life. You get one chance. This is it. And like, I just don't want people to wake up one day and just be like, damn, I'm 50 today? What? What did I do for half a century? Like, what? You know, like, I would hate for that to happen. Like, we all just need to snap out of it, meditate, journal, write, find yourself, find peace, find your gifts, find your purpose, lead your journey, lead your own journey, guys. And that's all I have for you guys today. I really appreciate you guys listening to me, joining me on this journey. I love you guys very much. Thank you, thank you. I really appreciate you guys. Don't forget to check out my gram at Let's Be Honest, where all my podcasts are, my pictures, my writings, my merch, everything is on there. And please don't forget to subscribe, like, comment on all of the platforms where podcasts are heard. Breaker, Spotify, Google Podcasts, everything, you name it. If you need to reach out to me, Let's Be Honest on the gram, okay? Thank you guys so much. Much love, peace, and blessings, beloveds. Have a great day.